This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi everyone, this is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2018. I'm here talking with Jamie Jameson, who's the manager of the Aerospace Discovery at the Florida Air Museum. I'm talking with Jamie about the Piedmont Aerospace Experience, which is the Boeing 727 they have on site. Jamie, can you tell me a little bit about where this airplane came from?
Our Boeing 727 came to us from FedEx. They had previously used it as a cargo ship. And prior to that, it was actually an Air Canada commercial airline jet. And when they decided to deaccession or remove the 727s from their fleet, they flew it out here to Lakeland, landed right out at Lakeland Linder, and towed it right onto our property for a donation for us to use as we saw fit.
And once you got it here, what did you guys do with it, and how long did it take?
So the plane, I believe, arrived in 2014, and of course, when you get such a tremendous gift like that, you want to take your time to figure out what's the best way to use it. Well, instantly, our executive director of the Aerospace Center for Excellence, Rob Williams, said, we need to have a classroom. We need to have a place where the students at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy can not just learn about aviation and aerospace on paper, but can come over and see the equipment and the processes that are involved with bringing a 727 to life each time the pilot gets in the cockpit. And so they kind of put that plan down to paper, and then the hard work started. We are very fortunate to have an army of volunteers at Sun and Fun that come January through April to help us work on projects such as this. And so our volunteers got to the task of cleaning it, painting it, figuring out, you know, what TVs should go where, how the cameras should be set up. And it took them a few years, but by the 2016 air show, it was open and operational to the public.
Now tell me what's unique about this as it's, you know, being used as a classroom.
So what's really unique about it is it can be used for actually multifaceted programs and with dynamic groups. So for our collegiate and our secondary school students, we can bring them in, and it's fully functional. So we bring, our executive director, who is a certified pilot, comes in and they can fire up all three engines. And what's really neat for the students is with the interactive component, they are seeing on a live TV screen in front of them all of the steps that Rob, as well as our aircraft technology manager, David McQuarrie, are doing to get the engine, all three engines, up and running in the correct order, and that it's, you know, not necessarily just a flip of a switch. What's great about that is we think it gives our students an edge when they are going into interviews for these schools and they want to be pilots. They can talk about, you know, I've seen the experience, what it takes, and the responsibility as a pilot to make sure that you're following the proper procedures in these airplanes. And, you know, for some of those students, they might also see it and go, well, maybe this isn't what I want to do. And I think it provides a unique opportunity to really kind of finesse those skills, but have a better understanding of, you know, what it means to fire up a big airline plane.
And is it just the students at the CFA that come in, or do you get other students in as well?
So we do. We have other students that visit as well. Between Rochelle Floyd, our education director, and myself, whenever we have group visits to the museum, we try to take them in there so that they can experience it as well. You know, with the cost of fuel, unfortunately, we can't fire it up every time that we bring people in there. But, you know, some of our students in Polk County may have never been on an airline plane before. One of the programs that we're most proud of at the Aerospace Center for Excellence is the Transition to the Sky, where we invite members of the community who have varying abilities, whether it's limited mobility or they have other type of developmental disorders. That can be really terrifying for them to get on a plane and fly. So we bring them here. We take them over to the Lakeland Linder Airport, and we go through the process of getting a ticket, handing it over to the ticket agent, checking your bags, and then we're able to bring them over and put them on the airplane, and they fire up the airplane so that those types of special needs community, they can get, a lot of it has to do with being exposed to and knowing what's familiar. And we had one family the first year that Rochelle did it. They had never been able to fly on a family vacation because their adult son just, it was too overwhelming for him. He was on the autism spectrum. And they were so grateful for the experience because it was kind of a non-threatening environment to introduce him to what it was like to fly on an airplane.
How often is the plane open for these kinds of things?
So when either myself or Rochelle receive a group tour invite or request, either one of us as well as my front desk staff at the museum can open up the airplane and walk people through it and tell them a little bit about the history. And then when we have special events, of course the most special being the Sun and Fun International Expo and Fly-In, but also when we have car shows out here, we have dog shows out here, and we'll open it up during those events for people maybe that aren't familiar with the aviation community to come in and learn a little bit more about what Sun and Fun is doing to help improve and add new life and new pilots into the aviation industry and mechanics.
So other than classroom use and tours, does the plane see any other kinds of use?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it's a pretty unique event venue, and we have one of the neat things is the way that the plane is split is the front half is a educational experience. It's set up like a classroom, and the back half is set up like a conference room. So we do have groups that come in and rent the conference room to have just a really dynamic meeting space for their group. The city of Lakeland has come in, as well as some of our foundation supporters and sponsors will come in there, and they'll host their meetings. And it's fully AV set up, so they can have PowerPoint, they can have audio and visual as it goes through.
Well, Jamie, thanks for taking the time to talk today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.